Now, in this section of the training, we're going to look at language models, beginning with ChatGPT. And that is simply because ChatGPT is where the hype train for AI really began. And specifically, I would argue it began not in November 2022 when ChatGPT had its consumer launch, but actually when GPT-4 dropped and it became clear to a lot of people such as myself that this was a very, very serious tool that needed to be deployed in our business immediately. So the AI hype train has really been brewing since the 2010s. I began working with AI myself, as you can see from this screenshot, all the way back in 2018 with some things that, you know, nowadays GPT and the OpenAI models and various other models can do effortlessly. I was trying to do R&D on some of these things and finding it very, very hard to find developers. And the developers who I did find were very expensive. And even when I was able to start working with them, it was very difficult to actually build something that I could deploy in a production environment and actually sell. Then out of nowhere, in November 2022, ChatGPT launches. And we'd actually had been there for a while as an API call. So you were able to use the ChatGPT 3.5 model for a while. But it was really when the consumer chat interface went live as a free tool that it blew up and actually became the fastest growing consumer app of all time. But then in March 2023, GPT-4 dropped, which was a much more powerful model. It transformed my business. I immediately began using it to automate as much as half of my workflow. My income tripled, and it also gave me confidence in a futuristic world. I could see for the first time that all of the things that I'd been promised when I was growing up, all of the grand visions of a futuristic world could now actually come into the fray and actually happen because of this transformative technology. But it all began with ChatGPT, and I would argue specifically with GPT-4. And then immediately after GPT-4 appeared, in through 2023, we had a wave of other generative AI tools. Midjourney dropped. Midjourney had been actually around for a while, but it was specifically Midjourney 3 that appeared. Runway ML was another tool which appeared. Midjourney is the generative AI image creator. Runway creates videos. 11 Labs appeared, allowing us to do text-to-speech and generate human-level voiceovers. And then Anthropic's Claude appeared as well, which is an equally powerful model, a language model, a competitor to GPT and actually more powerful than GPT in some cases. And then through 2024, we've had even more powerful tools that have launched. We've had Claude Opus 3, Luma Labs for video, GPT-4o's voice, which is at the time of this video is now beginning to roll out in alpha, Llama 3.1, which is a very capable language model owned, created by Meta, which is also open source, plus agents, Sora and GPT-5 are on the horizon. And now, as we look into 2025, agents are about to go mainstream. And this, my friends, is our major window to profit. And all of this is happening in the space of just 2 years. So I truly believe that when we look back at all of the things that have happened, you know, over the last 1,000 years, from the advent of the printing press to the Industrial Revolution and various other things that have gone on that have transformed humans' ability to make money and our economy to grow and, you know, to enrich our lives, to be alive and to be active and to be in the jobs market and to be able to participate in all of this and to have this in our kind of timeline, I think we are very, very lucky. So this is the kind of warm-up to the madness. I know the last 2 years have seemed a bit crazy, but I believe, for reasons you're about to see, that things are about to get even crazier.